Hello, and welcome to the Racy Reader Podcast. I am Erin, your host, and I am so happy that you are here to listen to me talk about the good, the bad, and the smutty. I'm just so excited that this podcast is finally coming out. It has been a brainchild of mine for a little while, and you know, it's just one of those things, you're never going to know where you go unless you start. So here we are, episode one, happy days. So I want to welcome you. I know some of you may be coming from my Instagram, or you just stumbled upon a podcast that talks about the things that you enjoy, and I am just so happy that you are here as part of this community. I know that there are a ton of women out there, and even men, that love reading the romance genre and covering all things from contemporary to fantasy to paranormal. And you will find that we will cover that here as well. Now, speaking of that, there will be some types of books that I won't cover. And there's some specific reasons why. So you won't hear any NA or YA recommendations for me. It's the age group that kind of gives me the ick, honestly. I know people like love Megan Brady's books and the I think it's Bradshaw High books that everybody liked. I tried. Oh, did I try? And it's just one of those genres that I'm like, I can't think about high school kids who are so worried about getting an A in a science project, having sex. It's just weird. It's just weird for me. Gives me the ick. If that's for you, no shame in your game. Like what you like. Have no shame in that. Just know that it's probably not something that we'll cover here. I like to push the boundaries of how dark I go, but there is a place where I cannot go. So think Sick Fucks by Tilly Cole. Probably anything that is around there. I mean, even some of the Kay Webster stuff gets a bit dark, a little bit too dark for my taste. I don't mind dark, but it's just, if there's anything of like child abuse that's kind of like the core section of the book, or it's really part of the hero and heroine's past, I have a really, really, really hard time reading that. And you know, whenever I read, it's my escape. It's my place to escape and go into a different world. And that's just not a place I want to escape to. And that's okay. So just know that, you know, we're going to push the boundaries, but we're not going to push them too far. And then the last is anything that gets a little bit too creepy. So I really like Daddy Little Girl, kind of that type of book. I do love me some age gap, and that kind of plays into that. But I was actually reading a book by Brianna Hale earlier this week, and I just couldn't finish it because there was a moment where the hero had mentioned that he wanted to have sex with the heroine from behind while she sucked her thumb. And I was like, nope, okay, hands I can't do that. That's pushing the limit a little bit, getting a little bit too like, okay, is this like a pedo fetish? It's just not for me. It's just like, I couldn't wrap my head around why somebody would want that. And so it was just hard for me. It's just, and a lot of times I won't talk about books like that. I'll just kind of leave them out. But if they fall into a specific trope or I've signed up for that, I'll probably, or it's a topic we're talking about that specific week, I may bring it up, but just know that they're going to come with those trigger warnings and maybe even a DNR or did not finish tag associated with that. So, okay, now that we have the logistics out of the way, let's get into what I wanted to talk about this week. So I actually had a really hard time kind of finding time to read this week. I started a new job and it was just, you know, those first few weeks are always just like so exhausting because you're kind of getting info overload. So I really couldn't find a lot of energy to read as I was going through, but I did find the time to read this really cute book, Not the Boss of Me by Kenzie Reed. I had never read a book by her and I kind of wanted something that felt light and contemporary. And this one actually does have a rom-com tag to it. So I was really excited about reading it. So basically it's about, a girl, Wynonna. She's from a little town in Georgia called Peach Pit, and she moves to New York to kind of live out the typical, New York dream, but she also is very into fashion. So, even coming from a small town, like she's very aware of brands and kind of goes into consignment and will, with the little money she has, she kind of transforms some of these clothes into big things. But her goal is to work with, the super successful department store called Hudson's in New York. And she has this really cute story about like how, when she was a kid, her parents would take her to Hudson's to pick out the one toy for Christmas. And she'd known that like it was they would scrimp and save to get that one toy. And she was just blown away by how massive and how elegant the whole store felt. So she's kind of always, she's chased that dream, and it brought her to New York. And she actually meets, unbeknownst to her, the super successful department store magnate, Blake Hudson, in a very fun, meet cute way. So Wynonna is in this apartment, and she kind of has this really cool community around her, but basically they meet because there's construction outside and he's overlooking the construction for a friend. So, of course you can see that there's a lot of like enemies to lovers themes here as well, as well as office romance. So it's just a really cute little book. So, the heroine, I loved her. Wynonna was really adorable. She kind of had this quirkiness about her that, She called it, I'd Wynonna'd it again. And it was kind of like her musing or her being like, oh no, I've messed it up again. And I just thought that was adorable. And it really wasn't anything major. Like, she wasn't a hot mess or anything, but she just had this really cute kind of bubbly personality that you could really sense through the page. And I just really adored her. What I also adored was the community that she'd built around her. So she was really into like giving back, and she was like fostering this dog, and, you know, this group would sew suits for the homeless population, and just a really cool group of people that spread across a wide age range. I can see that some may be in place for a spinoff, but the book was actually kind of closed out and rounded out pretty well. So I'm not sure if there is a plan to extend this into, you know, a continuation of a series or continuation of the character. Now, the hero, Blake, is everything you think of in a stereotypical kind of billionaire, right? You know, my job come first. He has this like family legacy that really weighs him down. And he's putting all of himself into this work, like basically a complete workaholic. And then he meets Wynonna, who throws him for a loop. She's kind of chaotic. And he's really used to a very structured life. They obviously have an instant flame. So they, work together, and, he hires her unbeknownst to him. And yeah, it's just really cute kind of how their whole chemistry plays out. But when you get to that 60% to 70% way through the book, you kind of come into that conflict of, okay, something happened with the work, and Blake is now realizing that, unfortunately he, you know, she's distracting him from what's really important. And everyone else in his life is telling him that the job really isn't that important. The legacy that he's trying to uphold is, you know, it's impossible to do, or it's not worth it if he's unhappy. So you kind of have that natural conflict at around 60 to 70%. But you know, all things end in a good ending, as we like to read in our romance books. So don't worry, it gets better, or it works itself out in the end. So overall rating, I'm going to give this like a 3.5. It was a little bit slow, but I also want to add that context of like, okay, I couldn't really dedicate myself to reading so much this week just because of what happened with work. But yeah, it was about a 3.5. And I'd say that was like a medium to medium hot on the smutty scale. Nothing overly descriptive, but it was still really cute, and it still had its moments of smuttiness. But it really, what I think this book would be good is if you need like a cute kind of palate cleanser, or you're looking for a rom-com to just kind of break up the dark stuff you're reading, I would certainly pick this book up. It was very cute, very good, easy to read, and obviously had a happy ending. But when I'm thinking about the office romances that office romance books that I'd really liked, there were two that I could think of that I really liked. So Whitney G's 2 Weeks Notice, if you haven't read that book, I just think it's hilarious. It's so steamy. The chemistry is off the charts. I love the hero and the heroine, and they just have this really great chemistry. The second is Naughty Boss, and that one's also by Whitney G. And I think about this book a lot. Like, I haven't read these books in a long time, but I like think about this one, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I loved that book. It was so clever and so funny, and it only has a 3.9 on Goodreads, but Naughty Boss is actually really, really cute and steamy, so I really like that book. Another great enemies to lovers office romance book is Right Where I Want You by Jessica Hawkins. I know that she's more of a series writer, but I always like to take a standalone book by an author before I'm going to go and dive into a long series, solely because I'm really picky about how authors write. Like, I don't like a lot of exclamation points. I don't like sentences that are super abrupt and they don't have like a really good flow. So before I want to dive into a very long series, which just may get me by characters or some other reason, or I feel forced because TikTok is forcing me to read or Bookstagram is forcing me to read a book, I really want to understand how the author writes. And Right Where I Want You is a very rare standalone from Jessica Hawkins, and it's just adorable. So Georgina is this really high level PR person who is brought into Modern Man magazine to kind of help with its image and branding. And Sebastian is obviously going to contest her hiring or her presence there because he feels that she is after his job. And, you know, there is that push and pull, and it seems like they cannot work to, they find it hard to work together without driving each other crazy. Obviously he's attracted to her and he's not acting on it. And Georgina is recovering from a breakup and really just doesn't want men to push her around. She's kind of putting her foot down. But they're both drawn to each other and they push each other outside of the comfort zone. And so when they finally have those moments of where they kind of give in to the temptation, it's really explosive, because I think Jessica Hawkins has done an awesome job of kind of creating that buildup that really good enemies to lovers authors write about. I mean, it's really, I think it's challenging to kind of skirt the line of enemies to lovers without it being annoying or being too contentious or one being too stubborn over the other. I find that the ones where the heroine or the hero are both really stubborn, I'm very unattracted to, because it's not realistic. And I think that's why I kind of go away from NAYA, is because a lot of those characters feel a little bit immature. And so it kind of plays along with that. Okay, so that's it for office romances and enemies to lovers. But what's really exciting is that there are a lot of really cool books coming out between when this podcast comes out on 10/10 through the 18th. So really, really exciting. Not as exciting as the 19th with Jennifer L. Armentrout's next installment of the From Blood and Ash series coming out on the 19th. But there's still a lot of really good books coming out. So you have Dark Alphas Need, which looks very interesting, by Donna Grant. You have The Brightest Star in Paris, which looks like more of a kind of an old-timey meets contemporary, by Diana Biller. Finally, You by Claudia Bergoa. No Words by Meg Cabot. Stormy and Sultry Sea actually looks really, really interesting. And it's one that I actually just came across that I'm certainly adding to my Kindle Unlimited, or if it's available, some kind of book there. I would definitely want to read that one. Losing Focus by J.B. Heller comes out on the 14th. The Lost Fisherman on the 14th of October, which I'm really excited about. Varsity Captain by Ginger Scott. Head Over Fields by S.L. Scott. Wish Upon a Star by Jacinda Wilder. And Infamous Like Me. Those all come out over the next week, which is really, really exciting. But I wanted to come back to The Lost Fisherman because I love Julie E. Ann. I think her and Emery Rose are two of my favorite authors that write books that are like really, really emotional, and they capture the sentiment of emotion. I think sometimes, authors have a tendency to write characters that are emotionless, and or the emotion that they're trying to convey doesn't come across in the words that they're expressing. So I haven't read The Naked Fisherman, which it's in my Kindle library. That's certainly one I'm going to get to. I'm currently in a kind of dark mafia gothic romance book swing right now, but it's certainly on my list. And I'm excited that The Lost Fisherman then comes out not shortly after. So that one comes out October 14th. It's installment two of this series. And I'm just really excited about it because I think anytime Jewel E. Ann writes a book, there's reason to be excited. Okay, so that wraps up this episode. Again, it's just me talking into the void, so please feel free to offer any recommendations or suggestions on how this goes. But I'm really excited that you've listened, and I really appreciate all that you do. Again, I just want to make a note at the end of this, kind of like an asterisk. I am not a writer. I do not pretend to be a writer. Any of the opinions expressed in this podcast are mine and mine alone. That's the beauty of it being my podcast. But please know that, like, every time that I review a book, I do that knowing that I do not have this skill or ability to create worlds and or words that are as beautiful as those that are being written. And while I may rate books as low as 1 star or 2 stars, it's nothing against the author. It's just my personal opinion. So yeah, so that's episode one. How exciting. I hope you'll come back for episode two. It may be a little bit more polished as we get more and more comfortable, but I really appreciate your time and I hope you have a good rest of your day.